Blog Talk Radio. Give us the strength to do bravest shining stars. Let's share our lives with love and gifts of power. We've come together in our darkest hours. Bring your love to the world. Let's hold hands and never let it go. The pain we shared brought us together. America is stronger more than ever.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I hope you are doing well. Oh, my mindset is just kind of in a certain direction, and that's what I want to talk about today on Morning Coffee with Flava. Let me explain the music that I started out this show with, and it's kind of the catalyst of the topic that I want to talk about today. I had to open up the show with somebody who inspired me. How do I place this? It's Bill Flowers, and I played two of his performances. Of first one is Superstar, and then Stand Tall. I can't say that I know him well or knew him well, but I can say that he had a major impact on my respect for Black entertainers and entertainment in Las Vegas. To me, I would say his stage presence just was phenomenal. Very poised, a beautiful man. Welcoming, always smiling, top-notch, you know, entertainer, fabulous outfits, costumes, a voice. He was somebody that I had hoped that I would get to know better and be able to sit and have coffee and conversations with. And he unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. And he has lingered inside of me with the idea that I wish I had the conversations with him, because I just knew I would have that opportunity to sit with him and talk to him about Black entertainment in Las Vegas from the time that he got involved to the changes that he witnessed and experienced himself, to where it could come back and could it come back. you know, in the future. I remember sitting outside of Cork and Thorn with him and just talking, you know, like we knew each other for a long time. It is rare that I come across somebody like that, that just I feel, you know, and I want to get to know, I want to learn from. And he was that person here in Las Vegas for me. And so I kind of at times beat myself up that I never just jumped in there and asked Phil to have the conversations, you know, and to be able to write about it and to understand it and figure out what my role could be in trying to move Black entertainment in Las Vegas in a powerful and profitable direction. This is something that I learned more and more. You know, when you lose someone in your life and you have that thought, I wish I had of. And this is one of those times that I want to say I wish I had of. So I woke up out of nowhere the other morning. And it's been a long time that since I've had this type of mindset where I was plotting and planning in my sleep about something I wanted to do as Lady Flava. And I started kind of researching Black entertainment in Las Vegas and trying to find out who's writing about it, who's documenting it, who's telling the stories, and what do the stories even look like. And I wrote down a few names. I found a few people on Facebook and sent them friend requests. And I am going to reach out to them. But I started just really strongly feeling the importance of documenting the Black entertainers' history in Las Vegas. Sometimes I think that, you know, we take things for granted and it's never, you know, put into any form of where people could go back and do some research. And I think there's some great stories here. And the sad thing is, as Phil has passed on, there are other Black entertainers in Las Vegas who have passed on. And it makes me wonder, are their stories documented somehow? I am so grateful to Arnie Gray, who is an amazing man who's been documenting for years through pictures and videos some of the great, great artists and entertainers here. Darren Quello is doing his part. Ray Stewart is doing his part. But I think there needs to be more that's done. And I think it needs to be done in a way where you kind of know, like you put in those cue words, those hashtags, whatever it is, and that subject pops up. We can't let history die. I am blessed to be Japanese and German. And to know my Japanese side all the way to the beginning of the Koshis. Unfortunately, my mommy did not raise us to know the German side of our heritage, you know, and I do kind of regret that. I do regret that because that is a part of who I am. I don't see people talking about family. You know, I don't hear stories of what people understand about their own personal family background, let alone the elders in their life or people who have been very influential in how they see life and how they want to be those positive role models and things. And so just really, really thinking about it. And Phil Flowers was one of those people that just made me start thinking, maybe 3 years ago. Like who's telling the story, and just when I would go to the shows and I would pay attention, and I've said to some of my colleagues, you know, what is going to happen, you know, when this generation of entertainers passes on or are no longer able to perform, who's coming up behind them? Phil Flowers has a very, very talented son, very, very talented son who goes by the name of Prince Phil Flowers. And you could tell from videos that I have seen of Philip Jr., you know, performing with his daddy to, you know, even his solo performance he has done around Vegas since his daddy has passed, that, you know, his daddy was grooming him. His daddy was grooming him, and he has that capability. He has that capability. He's also a great lyricist. He's a great songwriter and a young man, but I believe that he is somebody that if he wants to, he has the commitment and dedication, he could step out there on his own. Not because of who his daddy was, but because of who his daddy kind of helped instill his talents, you know, in him, and he could blossom in his own right. But I think about that. I do. I think about that. Like, who's out there really showing the support? Numbers don't necessarily equal support, you know? Numbers don't always equal support. So, this is kind of where my mindset is today. So I'm going to jump into playing some more music. But I just kind of wanted to start out this show with Phil Flowers and where my mind is kind of going these days and what can I do to help support, you know, great, great talents. I'm going to play a song by a man. He's got his own story in his own right. One of musicians for the Isley Brothers. His name is Chris Jasper, and this is his piece, The Way You Love Me.
I wanna give Yeah. Black man, never again. Duplicated, a little complicated, very updated, well versed. Like a cursor, like skirts, like I like the work. Dedicated, always underrated. Not clicking, she I fix this with the power and prescription. The mission is to keep the vision on the journey, so never lost, plus it costs too much. But we kang, so it's bang, so I floss too much. Yeah, I bet you in chess, strategists never stress. And rookies don't know they're the rook. Book of the dead, take two to the head and two to the soul. What a beautiful, beautiful.
In this game, so strong, so strong.
Halo that brought me to you tonight.
Morning. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I come every Saturday morning to just play some great independent music for you and share some topics. And today what I wanted to talk about was like who's documenting your history, especially when it comes to creative souls. And I started out today talking about Black entertainment here in Las Vegas with telling a bit of my feelings and all around a great, great entertainer who we lost a few years back, Phil Flowers. And the thing is that you can Google his name and videos will pop up, even some interviews from the past. You know, and I know that people around Las Vegas can definitely tell you their stories on and experiences of Phil Flowers. And it just made me start thinking, you know, who's documenting your stories? I remember when I really started getting into supporting independent artists, one of the things as I was doing research, you know, on how to get artists out there and to get them recognized and, you know, open up the doors for more followers and this and that. One of the things, I'm drawing a blank as to this site I would go to frequently to learn about the music industry, especially. It said, when people are writing about you, that's when you know that you've made it. And as I stated earlier in the show, you know, numbers don't necessarily equal true support and following. Numbers are good. You know, certain entities out there look at numbers, but true followers is what you really, really want to see and gain is true followers, people who are truly supporting you. People who are sharing who you are with their networks. And so it just made me really think about, you know, the history of people who are in the arts and entertainment industry. You put so much of your heart and soul into creating. And does it die with just that? Is somebody out there documenting who you are? You know, can people find their music, your books, your art somewhere, you know, long after it's been created? How are you documenting who you are and what you've done? I don't care what nobody says. There was a beginning to who you were as a creative soul, and that matters. And I would think that over time you have evolved into something, you know, stronger, mastering your craft, gaining a following. I think the whole thing is when we step out there as a public person and we put ourselves out there with something that we are doing, you know, the whole idea is that we want people to pay attention, right? Even with myself being a radio show host or anything that I do when it comes to supporting creative souls, of course, I want a following because I want to open up the doors for more opportunities for great talents to be exposed to more, to have more opportunities. And I think that with all the platforms that are out there and the more of us that help support great, great talents, you know, there's the potential for those doors to be open. So my whole thought today is around who's telling your stories, who you are, what you've been doing, your history to, you know, who you are today. And in this last set, I went into some people that I know that you can Google and you can find out more about them. I played Chris Jasper with The Way You Love Me, going into Tasha Taylor, Johnny Taylor's baby girl with a song that she redid that was her daddy's, Who's Making Love, going into Nick West with Purple Unicorn, family, my family back home in Seattle, Black Stacks in the beginning, and Mother's Favorite Child with Brooklyn Baby. So just think about that. If you're an artist, an entertainer, a creative soul, maybe even a business, you know, are you establishing a brand that's worth following? Do you have a story to tell? What is your story? You know, who's writing about you? Who's paying attention? Who's sharing who you are to that network? You know, those are things to really, really think about. And that's what's kind of been on my mind lately. This is something that's been on my mind. I'm going to play a piece. And this is called Sunny Days by Alan Stone.
She gets me higher than a 747. Turns me up to 11. Man, this must be heaven. I never doubt her loving for a second. But 2 to 3 babies and a wedding I'm spending. Something's coming all over me. I'm obsessing, head over feet. You know life, it ain't always sunny days. But right now, I can't feel no rain on me. It would take so much age for my smile to leave. Because I know the one I love, she loves me. She loves me.
She got me shooting like Peyton in the 90s. Everything's exciting, but she's the wave that I am riding. The thunder to my lightning, but she's the one and only cake that I am icing.
Something's coming over me. I'm obsessing, head over feet.
You know life, it ain't always sunny days. But right now, she's in no rain on me. But it would take for my smile to leave. Because I know the one I love, she loves me. She loves me,
love, 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 she loves me, alright. Love, 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 she loves me, all night. Love, 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 she loves me, just right. Love, 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 she loves me, all night.
You know life, it ain't always sunny days. But right now, I can't feel no rain on me. It would take so much age for my smile to leave. Because I know the one I love, she loves me. She loves me.
Bumper Jack.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
Black Bobby.
Hey!
3,000 swag on him.
Hey!
Yeah, man.
Hey!
Charles, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Hey! Lumberjack in the building.
Hey!
It's a Midwestern Dirty South collabo. Let's rock out. Here we go. Listen.
Hey!
Yeah, I'm still killing it.
Hey.
And everybody's still feeling it.
Hey.
Still gunning like a 21.
Hey.
In other words, dog, I get it done.
Hey.
Don't mess around with the business.
Hey.
When I'm done, you'll be asking for forgiveness.
Hey.
In other words, I'm the realest.
Hey.
And ain't no way you can kill this.
Hey.
And everybody wanna know where I've been.
Hey.
I've been right here. Going nowhere. No, 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 no. And they all in my business. Hell no, I ain't quitting it. Still got more than 3/4 of that gold that's in my tank. Yeah.
I'm something like the grave.
Something like.
And I'm no purpose, baby.
I'm number one on the playlist. A man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it. Yeah. But I bet he won't say it.
Hey.
Don't need no gimmicks or no auto-tune.
Hey.
Ask your mom and listen close to what she's telling you.
Hey.
Might even be my illegitimate. Cause back in the day, me and my squad was killing it.
Hey.
Years later, still relevant. The game has changed, but they still smelling it. Inhaling it, for the hell of it. I got the key to the lock, but I ain't selling it. And everybody wanna know where I've been. I've been right here, I ain't going nowhere. Oh no, no. And they all in my business. Hell no, I ain't quitting this. Still got more than 3/4 of that gold left in my tank. Yeah, yeah.
I'm something like the rest.
Something like. I'm number one on the playlist. A man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it. Yeah.
I'm something like the
greatest.
Oh,
yeah. I'm number one on the playlist. A man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it.
Not Ricky, but Black Poppy. Mike Killer, been known to catch a body. Skills, been get it, ask about me. Vendetta, gets all those who doubt me. Had bread, sliced it up, gave it out. Still winning, good living. Me lose something, my doubt. Headhunter, at your chest, throat, and juggler. Amazed how this OG move got you comparing notes. Y'all be in the lab using tech for perfection. And still need to try it again till y'all perfect it. The only thing y'all know how to talk is cushion tipping. You can see it all in my walk, the gift for ripping. Swag should be outlined to chalk, you done, it's finished. And now you saying turned out for what? You done, you finished. I only work for legends, Hall of Fame is my bucket list. I just had to let you know.
I'm something like the greatest.
Ooh, I'm something like the greatest.
And I'm no girl,
yeah. I'm number one on the playlist. A man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm something like the greatest.
Ooh,
and I'm no girl,
I'm number one on the playlist. A man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it. Yeah.
Girl, you are picture perfect, perfect vision in my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect, a perfect vision. Yes, you are. I couldn't draw you better, baby. Your design, I couldn't draw you better, baby. Words you can't describe how you look under these stars tonight, flash into my eyes.
Girl, you are picture perfect, perfect vision in my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect, perfect vision. You are,
yeah. I couldn't draw you better, baby. Just holding your hand gives me satisfaction similar to when two lovers sing. Couldn't draw you better, baby. Neck was made for me to kiss on. All my songs they seem to run on if I write about you.
Girl, you are picture perfect. Perfect vision, yes you are, girl you are, picture perfect, perfect vision, yes you are.
I couldn't draw you better, baby. Look into your eyes, I see beauty is not only skin deep. I'm in love with your mind, couldn't draw you better, baby. You. I thank God each day he made you, and that you chose me.
Picture perfect, oh, a perfect picture in my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect, a perfect picture. Yes, you are.
It's fine, Tigger. Listen, if you must know, girl, you my experiment. Your body is a canvas and I'm a hitter with long brush strokes. Gotta call him my name. I ain't formally trained, I'm just drawing from experience. Worth more than millions, holler if you're feeling it. Real love that takes care of all of your needs. So beautiful, you fall to your knees in an instant like it was a Rembrandt or a Matisse. Cause there's nothing like the new freedom of two beings being in love. You see them holding hands, broad daylight, 2 p.m. A perfect portrait that's worthy of a museum. I can't call it conclusion, I can't draw it. Can't understand why so many still heartless, trying to find imperfections in the Mona Lisa. Even if you find one, baby, it's still flawless. Check me out.
Couldn't draw you better, baby. I couldn't draw you better, baby.
Hey.
Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. I've been playing some music from artists from across the United States that I believe that you should be able to Google and find information out about. That's one of the things that I've been really, really thinking about is, you know, back in the day we used to talk about on the music artists roundtable here on my radio station, you know, are you Googleable? And Glee is saying, can you put yourself, your name in Google and pop up on the first page, you know? And that's something to really think about. If you want people to be able to find you, you need to be searchable, you know, on Google. And the ways that you can have that done is just, you know, being out there with people writing about you, your name just being mentioned, being hashtagged. You know, anything that's kind of popping up about who you are and what you're doing, you want that to happen over and over and over. And that will put you in a position where if somebody goes and Googles your name, you'll pop up. So in this last set, I played Alan Stone with Sunny Days, going into a classic by Adina Howard called Freak Like Me. I know she's had this remixed a few times since back in those days. Dave Tolliver with something like The Greatest. He is from Men at Large, going into Eric Roberson with Picture Perfect featuring Fontaine, and then John Harrell with his piece Girlfriend from the group called Troop. So I just been really thinking about, you know, how is your history being documented? How is it being documented, who you are and what you do? That's something I think, at least just in my opinion, is important. You know, if you want your legacy to live on, if you have stories that you want told, who you are, what you've experienced, what people have experienced from you, think about how your history can be documented and just start working towards that. As we have been living under this umbrella of COVID-19, this pandemic for over a year now, you know, I would hope that during this time that you have taken the opportunity to master your craft, to think about how you want to come back out once this pandemic is really lifted. Some of it is starting to ease up, you know, where people can be amongst each other, where some shows can take place, you know, with social distancing and things like that. But think about it, you know, when the doors really, really open up, take that opportunity to step out with your head held high and just tell your story. Let people experience you, you know, and encourage them to share who you are with their audience, with their network. I'm going to continue playing some music from a variety of artists, ones that are doing some things, not all straight in music. Not all straight in music, but they're Googleable. This particular lady I have amazing respect for. I had hoped that I would have been able to bring her out to Seattle and let people hear her story and experience her music, but it never happened. Her name is Yawande, and this is one of my favorite pieces by her. It's called War.
Nobody wins this war.
Nobody wins this war.
Oh,
the military.
Hands dropping hoods like God.
It's third world now, from the east of LA to Taiwan. So everybody I know now is holding the side on.
Across the town,
make you communicate at a sidebar. Might get you shipped in a box car. Can we just all get along, have a drink together, watch the ladies wiggle to a song?
It's a war now,
even when I ain't going on. Clean my act up, no longer popping with the corn.
Access to nightlife,
keep us hanging over in the mall. So the hating is love what you want, ain't going.
We need love in a world where hate still reigns, and the children that have no peace. We need a hope in my heart of every man dying to believe. I need a faith of a world.
I want to make love to your spirit, kissing you at the core of your consciousness. Let me caress you with the soft warmth of my soul. The madness of your life experiences cannot be truly expressed by mere written words or speech. I see the anguish of your life while looking into the pools of your being. Simply, let me be the one to love you for you the right way. I will be patient. I will be kind. If you wake me in the midnight hour just to cry and collapse in my arms, I will hold you with the absolute strength of my inner being until you receive my kiss as you rest your head on my chest. Frustration and despair will never be an option. You see, you move me to speechlessness and nonstop chatter at the same time, simply by gazing upon your presence. You have a warrior spirit, but you show love with the softness of a baby's touch. You no longer have to fight life's battles alone. I will be that friend you need, the rock of dependability that will never be moved. From this moment in time, and until we breathe no more, I will be that man you need, dear lady.
Black woman, allow me to elevate you like you so deeply deserve. Regardless of the hardness, you always put your children and your significant other first. Nowadays, a lot of young women choose not to do that. In fact, that's fine, until they begin to believe that they're greater than you. Now, I'm no destined child, but honey, sit back, relax, and let me come cater to you. Again, let me elevate you, praise you, and put you first. I know that you're the queen of my castle, and more importantly, you're the ruler of my universe. Understand that I love every atom, subatom, particle, molecule that it takes to create what I consider to be great, from the bottom of your feet to every single strand of your hair. Black woman, let me put you on a pedestal so no one can treat you like a footstool, but understand I'm gonna be honest and fair. I close my eyes to better realize the strength and the power that's in my life. Black woman, there's no mistaking it when it comes to the passion in your cries. No mistaking it when it comes to the loyalty that comes from inside. No mistaking it when it comes to the fire and the firmness of your thighs. She ages so gracefully. She says things so tastefully. She walks with power, conviction, and class. She says things like, this too shall pass. Now reportedly, she carries herself accordingly, but if need be, like a sword unsheathed, she will grit her teeth and tell you to kiss my entire black woman. You are my complexity, laying right next to me. Respectfully, I do what I have to do. See, not only do I put my faith in God, but black woman, I invest my everything in you. This is an investment that I will carry from here to there. Now sometimes I may not show it and you may not know it, but believe me, you mean more to me than just breasts, thighs, and a nice derriere. Your intellect is never suspect, but understand, you can be the essence of my resistance or the bane of my existence. Black woman, black, chocolate, brown, red bone, or mahogany. You're the only one who can make love to my mind, body, soul, spirit, and put it on me so damn good that legally I change my first name to monogamy. Black woman. You must be made up from a collective or a derivative of some kind of illegal substance that I just cannot refuse. I've never in my life used an illegal substance, but right now, black woman, you are my substance abuse. Because you're the only being who can caress and impress and then terrorize my mind. You're the only being who can make me happy and angry at the same damn time. You're the only being who can get the absolute best from me and then make me wanna quit. You're the only being who can make a pastor in the middle of Sunday service scream out, "Oh!" Black woman. You're the only being who can build my confidence and then cast doubt. But you're the only being on the face of this planet that I just cannot live without. So again, allow me to elevate you like you so deeply deserve. Black woman.
When she's here, she's so beautiful. lying there, moving slow as I heat her up. Her heart beats, a ripple. I'm in the middle. I feel her engulf, going to a perfect depthness until I become too much, too strong. She's disappearing. Her the fog, me the lonely sun. I became too hot. She leaves me again. Why can't we stay together? I predict when she'll be back, when the conditions are right. I'll pray she'll be back, so I can penetrate her thickness again. Until then, I'm the lonely.
Said I played Yawande with her piece War. I want you to check her out. Google her Yewande. Then going into my dear friend out there in North Carolina, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with his piece Lady. He's a big advocate against domestic violence, especially against women and children. And then going into Corey, Corey's doing some great things. And I played his piece, Black Woman. Going into my brother, Alvin L.A. Horn, with his piece, Lonely Son, award-winning author and spoken word artist. And he plays the stand-up bass and so much more. And then another family member, he is just brilliant. It's so exciting for me to watch him from when he was a child growing up into a man of his own. He goes by the name of Missing Black, and I played his piece, Rerun. All the people that you've heard so far today on my show are Googleable. You can Google them. And one of the things that I'm really thinking about a lot right now, I don't know if it's because people are passing away. That could be it. But I think about my own family, the Koshi part of my family. My Uncle George wrote a book that goes all the way back to the beginning of the Koshis. And so I'm very grateful to have that book. And I definitely will be making a copy to share with my children and with my granddaughter. So I don't know. For me, history of family, history of who somebody is and what they do is very, very important. When my daddy passed away, people got up from a variety of walks of life and spoke about him, the influence that he had on their lives, to the influence of the community that they were a part of, whether it was at Seattle Central Community College, whether it was with Evergreen Baptist Association as a Japanese Baptist minister. And, you know, he was so influential in so many other entities around the Seattle area, to my godmother, who was so influential in so many ways and was a part of so many committees and projects and, you know, starting things in the Black community, from the Black Caucus to starting the Odessa Brown Clinic with Dr. Lavizio to, you know, parenting classes, and just so active in the community. Those were the people that I was raised by, who were so very, very influential in my life. And I guess I witnessed the importance of, you know, making a difference for other people, and then realizing in the end the importance of their stories being documented. And you know, when you get to be around people and hear how someone that you know was so influential in their lives, that left an impact in their soul about the experience of that person, it is amazing, amazing feeling, especially for myself, and having the understanding of what my name means out there to some people. You know, of course, my daddy's generation, he passed away in 2016 at the age of 93. So his generation of people have passed on. There are still people that, you know, are living that he, you know, left a forever, you know, lasting impression upon. And I just, you know, I think about that now, you know, as people that are stepping out on faith in the public spotlight, you know, trying to gain recognition, have people experience who you are. What does that even look like? And what is the creative way that you are getting out there so that you can kind of create that brand, that thing that says, oh, you know, You hear somebody's name and say, oh, this is what I know about them. Or, yeah, let me go check them out, you know. It all begins with us. It begins with you, you know, how we create that lasting impression. I was listening to a motivational video the other day by Jim Rohn, and he talked about character. You know, do you have the kind of character that people want to pay attention to? You know, what is it that you are creating to cause people to want to say, yes, I want to stop and listen. I want to stop and pay attention. I want to stop and get to know you. I want, you know, you to come on board with who we are, or I want to get on board with who you are. You know, think about that. What's your character like? What's your brand look like? What's your story? It's time to start really, really thinking about those things. If you want to leave a lasting impression, if your goal is to create a legacy, are you creating something that should live on forever? The other thing that I've been thinking about too is I've been very blessed to be given the opportunity over the years that I've been on the air to have music that was created by people who have passed on. And I definitely need to start uploading some of that music. Unfortunately, you know, over time when computers have crashed and this and that, if I didn't save it onto something that, you know, I could pull up later, I lost some music. But I did find on an external hard drive some music from people that are no longer with us. And I definitely want to upload some of that music to my shows so that, you know, you can get experience some of the people that have crossed my path, have gone on to be musical angels. So today, it's all about just, you know, thinking about who you are, who's documenting your history, what's your story, you know, and finding those creative ways to, you know, have your story remembered. Isn't that important? Maybe not. I was talking to one of my colleagues the other night and, checking on him and having this conversation because he's been in the industry a very, very long time. I'd say at least 40 years, you know, if not even maybe a little bit longer than that. And, you know, he is Googleable, you know, and I said, you know, what do you think about, you know, the story being documented of the black entertainers in Las Vegas? I said, the sad thing is when I go to Google, you can't really find anything. And I said, I think their stories are really, really important. But for me, I'm not sure if I'm the person that should tell the story because I'm not black. And there's some entities out there. There's some media people that I think would be the perfect people. And I feel like they should step up and do it. And I do plan on reaching out to them. But he's like, Flava, why couldn't you tell the story? You know, and it's something that I'm really processing because I just think it's important. I have another colleague who's writing her family story. I don't know how much of the industry part is going to go into her book or if they're going to do a separate book because she and her husband have years of history in the, you know, in this industry of arts and entertainment. But she's writing the family history and she's doing it for her children and her grandson. And she recognizes that they've got stories. They've got stories that's a part of their background that need to be told and remembered. And I respect that. I really, really respect that. Writing a book years ago called The Life of a Indie Artist Cheerleader. And it's got blurbs of all kinds of things from informational topics to life experiences of what I've gone through dealing with artists and entertainers and challenges I face and triumphs that I feel that I've experienced. And periodically I'll sit down and continue putting little blurbs into that particular file to hopefully one day, you know, actually publish the book. And then I start thinking, should I revamp it? You know, should I tell the story different? Should I, you know, put more things in? Should I take some things out? And I suppose that's something that authors go through is, you know, how should the book really, really, you know, be put together? But, you know, anyway, it's something I'm thinking about for myself, and so I think about it for you, and I think about especially for black artists and entertainers, because if you follow me, you realize that's who I actually support. Why have I gone that direction? That's probably a story I'll tell again, which I've told it over a period of time. But, you know, I was raised in a black community in Seattle, Washington, and my friends that I came up with are black. The entertainers and artists that I became involved with through my coffee house, Flava Coffee House, were black. And so it's just something that is just a part of my life and who I am, is supporting, you know, black creative souls. The other thing is that, you know, being a business owner and a small business owner, I think that I've always felt like I had to work really, really hard to do what it was that I do. Sometimes I felt like I was successful. Other times I felt like it was so challenging, you know, and I didn't accomplish what it is that I wanted to accomplish. And I think that's why, as Lady Flava, I feel like I want to provide a platform, just another platform, because there's so many platforms out there, but another platform for great, great talents to be heard and experienced from my angle, you know. And I like to know their stories so that I can tell you about them. And so before this show is out, let me just play some more music for you. This particular artist is somebody that I have great respect for out of Indiana. His name is Bashari Assad, and this is Harvest for the World.
Of the rebel I became, but ashamed of the outcome. How some get the most, but the less get exchanged, like stock to the change on the dresser. The rest left singing in the rain, high pressure. A high stakes game, I betcha. Don't you dare run, they'll catch us behind home plate. The carnage is garbage, the mind don't scrape. Got a harness regardless, cause all that strength is the bank. If you credit unions, community, immunity, if that's your choosing, but you'll be losing. You gotta invest, it's the best interest for the great up. The good die young and the hard die flavor. That's a dog lifesaver, all from the heart, gotta straight up.
Dress me up.
There be a harvest for the world.
woke up this morning, I put my gym shoes on and I was just about my merry way. I started walking, I see my homie on the corner, he was chilling, he was from the Bay.
What's
happening, man? He said, what's happening? I said, I'm just trying to make it, do you understand? He said, I feel ya. I put my backpack on and then I shook the yellow light. I kept walking, I saw a lady on the corner, she was chilling, I was running a little late. She said, what's happening? She said, hey, you looking sexy, we should go somewhere and have a quick date. I started laughing, cause my shoes were looking shiny and my tie was looking nice and straight. No thank you, cause I'm a bona fide player and it's been that way from the gate. I'm a bona fide player and it's been that way from the gate.
Recovery. A testament to one's coping skills. Recovery is painful. See, I be having a lot of stuff on my mind nowadays. And sometimes,
please come and sit with me. It's not that far, I'm right here past the bar. I'll stop, get you a drink, and we'll post up like some stars. And with some privacy, we can talk a little bit. I know you need a gentleman with a job that's legitimate. She knows I'm mild, my smile poses no threat. But this is practice, y'all, I ain't spoke to her yet.
I saw you coming in the door.
Started a line. Should I jump popping like Hitch did. And run my line, yeah, a couple of beers over here with wedges a line.
Now it's time to make my move.
Incredible, precious thing in the world is love. It's the one thing that's missing right now. About to bring it back.
All I wanna spend is love.
Love is God.
As far as my eyes can see, all I gotta give is love.
Love is life.
And baby, you can have it for free. Anything to bring back love.
Love is people.
What else could there ever be? Ain't nothing else but love.
Love is you.
Love, 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 love
To the end of this version, this volume of Morning Coffee with Flava. And in this last set, I played some more artists that you should be able to Google. Bashar Yassab with Harvest for the World, Delton Sun with his Peace Recovery. Delton is also a visual artist who's doing some amazing, interesting artwork and has a variety of art showings in Seattle. Going into Winston Warrior with his piece Winner. Winston Warrior has gone on and to do some great, great things. He's somebody that you should Google also. Going into Cheyenne Salah, not only a musical talent, but he is doing so much up in the Pacific Northwest around social justice and doing so, so much more. Going into Heston Francis with My Best Friend, and he's also a painter. So there's artists out there that I've connected with, Some have kind of taken a different journey with what they're doing. Some are still doing music. Some have just become, you know, spokespeople across the United States in their communities and even around the world. So check out some of the people that I played today on to Morning Coffee with Flava. They're all Googleable. And one thing that I was talking about throughout this show is, who's telling your story? Who's documenting your history? Who's talking about who you are and what you do? What does your character look like? Are you somebody that people want to pay attention to and will follow and support and help you spread the word? Our fans are who, you know, help build our network, help build our following, and speak volume for who we are. So that's something I want you to really, really think about in who you are, your character, and how you grow this thing. This pandemic, man, it's been kind of crazy this past year, you know, but I hope that you've taken the time to master your craft and build who you want to be and how you want to be seen once this pandemic lifts. Because one day it is going to lift and we're going to be able to be out there safe amongst each other. It may not ever be the same. You know, but I do believe that a day is coming where we will be able to be out there amongst each other and to be experiencing some great, great creative souls throughout where we live to across the United States and around the globe. I'm just a small little platform, but I believe that I'm an effective platform. So take care. God bless. And let's meet here every Saturday at Morning Coffee with Flava on Flava's Lounge Radio. All right. Bye-bye.